Intentional prosperity. The true reality is that there are no limitations in this world aside from the ones that we create for ourselves. We have unlimited potential, only limited by our vision. If we can focus on the three simple principles of being intentional, focusing on desires, and visualizing success, we can truly have anything we want in this world. Principle number one. Being intentional. Begin each day as if it were on purpose. Will Smith and Hitch. When you set out to sea, you have a destination in mind. You are being intentional. You have a single focus, or goal, and that is to make it to your destination safely. You study maps, weather patterns and the mechanical components of your ship, because they all play a vital role in helping you accomplish your goal. When things happen that are out of your control, you make adjustments. You alter your plans. Storms, rough patches off sea and even mechanical failures do not stop you from reaching your destination. They are only impedances. You find another route and another way to keep moving forward. Life is the same. We do not have to know how we are going to accomplish something. Our main focus needs to be determining what we really want and then taking action, or being intentional. When we have large goals that we are chasing, we find ways to continuously make progress towards the fulfillment of those goals. Our eternal compass, or our daily actions, are a function of the goals that we are chasing. We make decisions based on what is most important in our life. When we are intentional about how we live, we create favorable circumstances for ourselves. We do not wait for things to come to us, we go out and get them. Principle number two. Focusing on desires. I was once asked why I don't participate in anti-war demonstrations. I said that I will never do that, but as soon as you have a pro-peace rally, I'll be there. Mother Teresa understood one of the most powerful concepts on earth. She recognized that being anti-war, instead of pro-peace, was only giving attention to something she did not support, war. The same is true with health, wealth and prosperity. You must only give attention to the things that you want in life. You must work hard every day to develop a relentless focus on abundance, positivity and success. Only then will you welcome more of it into your own life. You have nothing to gain by thinking of, or even recognizing limitations, poverty or struggle. Those will only take energy away from your positive thoughts. Keep your mind fixated on all that you want and forget that which you do not want. Do not give any attention to negativity. Like the lesson we learned from Mother Teresa, don't be anti-failure, be pro-success. Principle number three. Visualizing success. The vision that you glorify in your mind, the ideal that you enthrone in your heart, this you will build your life by, this you will become. James Allen. Visualization, like gravity, is a law of nature. It is often referred to as the law of attraction, which is simply, likes attract likes. This means that the things that we spend our time thinking about, and picturing, will be attracted to us. If we visualize ourselves doing great things, we will attract greatness. If we are constantly worried about bad things happening to us, we will attract bad things. The law of attraction can be used to attract anything in the world. Use it to your advantage. Rather than allowing outside influences to dictate your life, choose what you want and dedicate time to visualizing it each day. You have total control over what you visualize. Therefore, you have total control over your life and your success. By simply visualizing the things we want, staying focused on the positive outcomes and approaching each day with intention, the world is ours. There is nothing that is out of our reach. Stay focused on the things that you can control and go show the world your greatness, each and every day.